Practically, when they take a mirror like this and you will see your shortcoming and your silly ego, how do you feel? Say, don't worry if you are without him for a long time. And you call him that, you know what? He's difficult and very hardly will accept us. I know you called him that. Because of the experience you have, because the attention, he said, you know what, let me tell you, yes, he takes you late, and he takes you very, very hardly, but you forget about the other stuff, his presence is always here with you. That counts, not that he's helping you. Imagine a child walking in the wilderness. Does this child need someone to really help him? Or just the presence of some fellow will make everything easier? Understand that one. I know that here the translation is, there is no harm if you. But this is 100% wrong. There is no sorrow if you have been, you have remained long without him. It's gham, sorrow. This is the gham. Remember the word that he said, be friend of this sorrow if you want to be close to God. He uses the same word that, in English will be no problem if it is like that. Don't worry about it if it didn't happen like that. Yeah, no sorrow, no problem if you haven't been with him, or you have been left without him for a long time, and you called him what? Long in gripping. What it means, long in gripping? Is there any meaning in this in English? He is long in gripping. The word is this: you are falling down, somebody will grip you. Not to fall down. I said, okay, you say he will grip me late. That's what it is. Dirgir means late gripper. Sahtgir means very hard and difficult gripper. I said, you call him like this. He'll say, you know what? He helps me very, very late. And very difficult to accept him. Whatever I do, I don't get closer. Because you think that he is one of those difficult person in helping you or saving you. That's not the case. Yes, I accept that he will not easily accept anyone. Because it's not supposed to. And I know he will wait. But you are not even one single breath in his absence. Never. He's always present because each breath you receive comes from him. So you should understand that, yes, he is challenging me. He's making it difficult. But he's always here. Always. And by always is what? That was dam. The breath is dam. Dam be dam. Here, not even one breath. He's not absent. He's always here. And he knows that it was difficult. Therefore, yes.
If you desire the explanation of this union and friendship, read thoughtfully Al-Duha. Yeah.
Wadduha is a surah in Quran, which is a very fantastic one. Go and read it and you will go crazy, because first of all you say, what is this? Then reading this, he said, this is the explanation of that. If you want to understand this, go and read that. Because over there he talks about light and the sun and all that. I will leave it to you, yes.
And if you say that evils too are from him.
This is something that everybody would say. When we say he's God, we say, oh, therefore all the bad stuff is created by him, isn't it?
But how is it a defect in his grace? Bestowing this evil is even his perfection. I will tell you a parable, O respected one.
You see, if somebody will tell you that, why God created the bad stuff? Normally, you start to say, no, he didn't. Yes, he did. First of all, there was no good and bad before human being. So the universe was done. Good and bad happens like that. You say, If you tell that, yes. So what? He's creator of all. What's wrong with that? Let me tell you a story, an example. Yes.
A painter made two kinds of pictures, beautiful pictures and pictures devoid of beauty. He painted Joseph and fair-formed houris. He painted ugly afrits and devils. Both kinds of pictures are his mastery. Those are not his ugliness. They are his bounty. He makes the ugly of extreme ugliness. It is invested with uglinesses. In order that the perfection of his skill may be displayed, the denier of his mastery may be put to shame. And if he cannot make the ugly, he is deficient. Hence he is the creator, the infinite and the sincere.
Okay, all of that explanation. It is like painting. You look at the painting, a good painter should bring you the positive or negative feelings, both. You look at the Guernica of Pablo Picasso, you will see all the pain and the pressure of fascism. And he brought it out. So what? This means he is complete. Yeah.
From this point of view, then, infidelity and faith are bearing witness to him. Both are bowing down in worship before his lordliness. But know that the faithful bows down willingly because he is seeking pleasure and aiming. The infidel, too, is a worshiper of God, unwillingly, but his aim is another object of desire. He keeps the king's fortress in good repair, but he is claiming to be in command. He has become a rebel to the intent that it may be his domain. Verily, in the end, the fortress comes to be the king's. The faithful believer keeps that fortress in good repair for the sake of the king, not for the place.
It was simple. He said, two fellows are working in the palace. One brags that I am the mason. I'm building a castle. The other one is trying to repair or make the castle for the king. They are both making the castle. One is voluntarily doing it for the king, the other one is doing it for the money. At the end of the day, both are working there. Yes.
The ugly one says, O king who createst ugly, thou art able. Thou art able for the beautiful as well as the despicable and ugly. The beautiful one says, O king of beauty and comeliness, thou hast made me free from defects.
What was that? The translation didn't do, doesn't matter, we'll come back to that later, but the point is this, he said, the ugly fellow will say, oh God, you are the creator of beauty and ugly. The beautiful one will say, oh God, thank you, You clean me up from the ugliness. Because we understand that here is the ugliness, ignorance, remember, shortcoming. And when something good happens, we believe that he saved us from that shortcoming. So the credit goes always there, and there is no negativity in that. Of course, it's not finished. It needs another explanation to make another point. We'll get that for next time, inshallah. Let's go back from the 2445. گفت پیغمبر من اون بیمار را چون عیادت کردی یا زار را که مگر نوعی دعایی کردی از جهالت زهر بایی خوردی یاد آور چه دعا می گفتی چون زمک نفس می آشفتی گفت یادم نیست الا همتی دار با من یادم آید ساعتی از حضور نوربخش مصطفی پیش خاطر آمد او را آن دعا تافزان روزن که از دل تا دل است روشنی که فرق حق و باطل است گفت اینا یادم آمد ای رسول آن دعا که گفته بودم بلفزون چون گرفتار گناه می آمدم غرقه دستم در حشایش می زدم از تو تهدید و وعید می رسید مجرمان را از عذاب بس شدید مضطرب می گشتم و چاره نبود بند محکم بود و قفل ناگشود نه مقام صبر نه راه گریز نه امید توبه نه جای ستیز من چهاروت و چماروت از حزن آه می کردم که ای خلاق من از خطر هاروت و ماروت آشکار چاه بابل را بکردم اختیار تا عذاب آخرت اینجا کشند گربزند و آخر و صاحب قشند دیب کردند و به جای خیش بود سهر تر باشد ز آتش رنج دود حد ندارد وصف رنج آن جهان سهل باشد رنج دنیا پیشان ای خنک آن رو جهادی می کند بر بدن زجری و دادی می کند تا ز رنج آن جهانی وارهد بر خود این رنج عبادت می نهد من همین گفتم که یا رب آن عذاب هم در این عالم دارم بر من شتاب تا در آن عالم فراغت باشدم در چنین درخواست حلقه می زدم این چنین رنجوری پیدا شدم جان من از رنج بی آرام شد ماندم از ذکر و از اوراد خود بی خبر گشتم ز خویش و نیک و بد گر نمی دیدم کنون من روی تو ای خجسته و ای مبارک بوی تو می شدم از بند من یک بارگی کردیم شاهانه این غمخواری گفت ای هی این دعا دیگر مکن بر مکن تو خویش را از بیخ و بن تو چه داغت داری ای مور نژند که نهد بر تو چنان کوه بلند گفت توبه کردم ای سلطان که من از سر جلدی نلافم هیچ فن این جهان تیه است و تو موسا و ما از گناه در تیه مانده مبتلا سالها ره می رویم و در اخیر همچنان در منزل اول اسیر گر دل موسا ز ما راضی بودی تیه را راه و کران پیدا شدی ور به کل بیزار بودی او زمان کی رسیدی خانمان هیچ از سما کی ز سنگی چشمه ها جوشن شدی در بیابان من امان جمع شدی بل به جای خان خود آتش آمدی اندر این منزل لحب بر ما زدی چون دو دل شد موسی اندر کار ما گاه خصم ماست گاهی یار ما خشمش آتش می زند در رخت ما حلم او رد می کند تیر برا کی بود که حلم گردد خشم نیست نیست این نادر ز لطفت ای عزیز مده حاضر وحشت از بحر این نام موسا میبرم قاصد چنین برنه موسا کی روا دارد که من پیش تو یاد آورم از هیچتن عهد ما بشکست صد بار و هزار عهد تو چون کوه ثابت برقرار عهد ما کاه و به هر بادی زبون عهد تو کوه و ز صد کوه هم فزون حق آن قوت که بر تلوین ما رحمتی کن ای امیر لونها خیش را دیدیم و رسوایی خیش امتحان ما مکن ای شاه بیش تا فضیحتهای دیگر را نهان کرده باشی ای کریم مستعان بی حدی تو در جمال و در کمال در کجی ما بی حدیم و در زلال بی حدی خیش بگماره کریم بر کجی بی حد.